Poltergoose by Michael Lawrence.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For David Joby and Adrian Hayes, old playmates and school friends, good kids. Chapter 1. Listen, don't let's waste any time here. Let's get straight to it. This story is about a dead goose. A dead goose that came back to haunt me. Crazy? You bet. But what can I say? It happened. It happened to me, Jiggy McHugh. And my friends Pete Garrett and Angie Mint were witnesses. An unlikely combination, you might think, two boys and a girl. But Pete and Angie and me, we've known one another since we were just bumps pushing our mother's clothing out of shape. Best pals, that's us. Chums, mates, buds to the last gasp. The Three Musketeers, we call ourselves, even if one of us is a woman. One for all and all for lunch, we always say. Don't know why. Now, you're probably not wondering why I'm called Jiggy. But I'll tell you anyway. It's because I jig about a lot. Always have. It can come over me any time, and there's nothing I can do about it. The golden oldies used to think there was something wrong with my nerves. Not so. My nerves are great. They just like to move around a little. I'm probably the only kid whose room you could go into in the middle of the night and find him doing the cha-cha in his sleep. Mostly, though, I jig about when I'm excited or nervous.